producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Money.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell,
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Good news, this yay! He's out! Barry Manilow's okay! Super Don, you found out for sure? You're not just making that up to make me happy, right?
No, in fact, I did look it up, and yeah. He apparently made a surprise return to the stage at Clive Davis's pre-Grammy gala.
Yeah.
And this was 3 days after he had to have emergency surgery.
Good. But his wife said no more Viagra. No permission for you.
Barry Manilow doesn't have a wife.
Oh. All right. Well, see, they didn't say what would happen in Kentucky if you're not married. That kind of leaves it open or closed for everybody that wants it, right? Well, you know, where's your wife's permission?
He's married, but he doesn't have a wife.
All right. Oh, yeah, in Kentucky. I don't know what they do with that. but, yeah, think about that. If you want that stuff and you're not married, what do they say? Who do you get permission from now? Your mom? I mean,
that's true. That's a good question.
Right?
I suppose you'd have to get a permission slip from your significant other, I guess.
All right. Mr. Manny Lowe, you apparently you're not married, but, we don't have a provision for that. I still find that story very funny. By the way, you know, there's some dangers to that drug, too. Beyond the four-hour thing that doesn't go
down.
Well,
it was originally, before it was, I believe, unless I'm mistaken, it was supposed to be a blood pressure drug.
That's right. And then the side effect became the direct effect because it was more marketable. Hello, nurse. How'd that happen? All right. I'm stalling. I don't want to do another Zika story, but I feel like we must to be responsible.
It won't go away.
It just won't go away.
It's just the same thing. How many times have we had this conversation where it's just, you know, we're looking for stuff to talk about, and it's just bird flu, swine flu, Ebola. Now it's Zika.
Zika, you know? Zika, Zika. And
but
you know,
listen, in this particular story, the reason why this jumped out for me was it had a list of things in the headline that we're very familiar with, although normally they're used for other types of things like cancer.
Hmm, interesting. Calling on the same thing we talked about last hour for cancer to tackle the Zika issue or the mosquito issue. Or maybe the mosquitoes are the issue. Well, you know, this is also the basic, I guess, I don't know, when they program the population, they just say it, and then they say it again, they say it again, they say in the face of overwhelming science on the other side of the equation, they just ignore it and keep saying it. Zika causes microcephaly. Zika causes microcephaly. Is there any proof? Well, no, but we strongly suspect it. We're going to have this proof any day now, but in the meantime, we can't wait. It's an emergency. Does it actually cause microcephaly? We don't know for sure, but we're pretty certain. And so the headlines don't go to that. Well, we're sort of. And they'll throw away a line in there because the World Health Organization admits they don't have evidence, but they suspect it. But that's enough. So the World Health Organization, and organizations you should never trust, especially with your life or your health, they're backing a new weapon in the Zika fight that doesn't even need to happen. They should consider new ways to curb disease-carrying mosquitoes. Those skeeters, the scourge of creation. And what does this include? Well, the release of genetically modified mosquitoes. They already did that. They already did
wait,
that.
Wait a minute. Hold
yeah,
on.
That's one.
Wow. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yes, they already did that. And, you know, then they're saying, well, you know what we could do? We could do something else. We could genetically engineer bacteria to cause them to stop their eggs from hatching.
How many horror movies have we seen, right? Mm-hmm. How many sci-fi movies, you know, this is just going to be just another thing where people are going to turn into zombies again.
Swamp Thing.
Modified bacteria. That's a great idea.
Swamp Thing 2016, thanks to the WHO. And remember, folks, the genetically engineered mosquitoes they released, they were supposed to basically render the next offspring just done. It's not going to happen. This will end it. And it turns out in the presence of tetracycline, a commonly prescribed antibiotic for acne in the environment, was enough to stop whatever genetic engineering that they did to stop these insects from being able to reproduce. Suddenly, in the presence of tetracycline, they would then be able to have little mosquito children to carry on the genetics.
The World Health Organization was foiled by Clearasil. That's right.
A form of Clearasil, right. Where's Wolfman Jack when you need him? Let's put him out on the job. This is a quote now. Given the magnitude of the Zika crisis, by the way, what Zika crisis? The word magnitude is used because it sounds big, right? But there is no Zika crisis. This is an absolute phony crisis. Except that we know the cause of microcephaly, and it isn't Zika. But the WHO encourages affected countries and their partners. Is this like a gay marriage thing again?
To boost how do we keep use, coming back to this? I don't know.
To boost the use of both old and new approaches to mosquito control as the most immediate line. So, number one on the hit list for the problem here is the old and maybe sometimes new approaches, larvicides, pesticides. Who knows if DDT is going to be making a comeback? And it goes further. The WHO also highlighted the potential of releasing sterile, irradiated male mosquitoes. Yes, let's put their little mosquito wieners in the microwave oven and then release them. See what happens. I'm telling you, this is getting so... Just, it takes PhDs in what, I don't know, but it's piled higher and deeper by the moment.
This is a cool-sounding mosquito, though, isn't it?
An irradiated male mosquito?
No, not the wiener thing. But oh. The it's, I don't know how to pronounce it.
The 80s Aegypti mosquito. Is that what you're saying?
80s.
80s. Yeah.
Aegypti mosquito.
Mosquito. It comes from, yeah.
Yeah, they call this mosquito an opportunistic and tenacious menace.
An opportunistic. You know, they can't. This is public relations for the WHO. It's opportunistic and it's tenacious.
Break out the thesaurus, man.
Somebody
you know?
Call Jack sure. Black. Tenacious I'm telling you. Yeah, right. Exactly. And basically, they're now involving the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency. We don't have enough problems with Fukushima. Hey, you know what? Let's fly the mosquitoes over there, irradiate them, then bring them back to Brazil. The boys are back, but don't work anymore. Now, many scientists, listen to this, many scientists believe that Zika could be linked to microcephaly. Believe it. It's a belief system. We believe. I believe. That Zika will cause microcephaly. How do you know? I don't know. I believe. And we know belief is a powerful thing. Belief conjures reality into existence, however artificial it is, and that's all they need. That's why all of you conspiracy kooks out there, I didn't say theorists, I said those of you who are saying this is a weaponized virus, they don't need it. They never did. They only need you to believe that they did, that the virus is real and that it's doing something. That's all they need. Conjure the belief. This is black magic. This is just more efficient and technological than your voodoo doctors, than your witch doctors.
This is some serious technology they're using, though, here. They go on to talk here about how this, you know, this genetically modified mosquito
mm-hmm.
that they want to use here. the way they word it, I swear I'm reading something out of Iron Man or something here, because it's a genetically modified prototype mosquito.
Prototype mosquito.
with frickin' laser beams attached to their foreheads.
Right? They are weaponizing the mosquitoes, not the virus. And it's just, it's great. And they have even now controlled tsetse flies in parts of Africa. You know the tsetse fly? You know what that does?
I've heard of those, yeah.
The tsetse fly gives, it's the African sleeping sickness. The tsetse fly. So, I mean, this is getting butt ugly. I mean, the X-Files is going off the air again just in time to not cover this, because this is an X-Files episode. Or, you know, they can do a whole season on what the World Health Organization is promoting here. Remember, it is the environmental insult to women who are carrying babies. And the larvicide in the water, right? Don't fall for the larvicide in the water trick. It could alter the development of your little baby. Yet they don't want to blame the industries. They don't want to blame the genetically engineered mosquitoes because they're the solution to the problem, not the cause of the problem, or not a contributing factor. Irradiation? See, it's always coming back to drugs, radiation, pesticides, poison. Poison is the operative word. And man, pharmaceutical man, corporate man, artificial creation man, is all about poisoning the planet and everything on it and imagining that that will somehow create a utopia with no small heads. I think Jamaica's got it right. We just need a reggae public relations campaign against the Zika virus.
All the people them with a wild Zigbee, all of your hearts. Zigbee is the Caribbean territory, but we now got that virus except for we. So make sure send a stagnant water inside some mass of all mosquitoes.
Awesome.
Breathe inside, poor body that is in them where you dash by. And
Zika.
The water in your bath every day.
No Zika.
Those are your garbage, papa.
Zika.
For your community and for your yard to suppress mosquitoes. We have bigger hearts. That's where all tire turn over drum. For prevention is the greatest weapon. And special shout out to pregnant ladies. Protect yourselves and protect your babies. Drop your zapper and your mosquitoes.
Baby,
to keep them away. How many of us me?
Awesome, dude.
I have
I'm totally
no idea
on
what he just said there.
He basically says don't leave tires out because the water becomes a breeding ground for mosquitoes. You didn't
that's
hear that part?
Said?
Yeah. That was awesome. Dude, that's common sense.
Okay.
Reggae style, my friends.
I don't have the universal translator like you do.
I got the patois hanging. Wait, I didn't say that right. That's not what I meant. All right, we got lots more healing to go. Mike Adams is going to be coming up bottom of the hour. But first, what is the thing that most changes the immune system in your... we'll just go with that.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, cranking it up. Today we got Mike Adams coming up. Still sensational what he's about to unleash. Today is unleashed to the world here in the United States in terms of what the EPA isn't doing, he's going to do. And we'll get to that in a moment. What about the immune system? And before I go there, I just want to remind you, in the show notes every day, there, thanks to Millennial Morgan, we've got lots of great links, including the stories we're covering. Also, upcoming events. I'll be at the IAOMT, that's the International Association for Oral Metal Toxicology Spring Conference in Orlando, Florida. And that's March 11th and 12th. And I'll be there with my good buddy Paul Bertero from Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com, download it, get some molecular hydrogen in you. And my good buddy Seth Quinto, also from Argentin 23, will be there, among many others who are very much into detoxifying heavy metals. The California Jam, that's the big one coming up the 18th through the 20th of March in Costa Mesa, California with Billy D. TMB, RSB, Together Again, and so many more, including, Aaron Elizabeth, right? And her her boyfriend, as we call him, Dr. Mercola will be there. The paleo cardiologist, Dr. Jack Wolfson, will be there. Dr. Andrew Wakefield's going to be there. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's going to be there. I mean, it's going to be a great weekend. So I hope you'll come March 18th, 19th, and 20th at Southern California. All of my friends that used to come to the Health Freedom Expos, come on down to this. There's going to be parties galore, lots of rock and roll as well. Total Health 2016, April 8th through 10th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, 8th, 9th, and 10th in Toronto. And TMB, RSB, and the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, will be together at this one. Rachel Parent and others, Dr. David Brownstein. That's going to be awesome. That's just the beginning. There's so much more coming. We'll let you know as I become more aware of it. In the meantime, moms and dads, pay attention to this one. No, this is not another mosquito story. What is it that rewires your immune system more than anything else? And they say this does it more than any illness, including gastroenteritis,
or even vaccines like the flu shot? And the answer, according to this study, new European study, is parenting. Parenting rewires your immune system more than anything else.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
This now, is a cool story.
Do you think it's like rewiring it bad or good? I'm not getting a real sense of this. I'm thinking in the first months when you're not sleeping, you're going to get it rewired pretty badly. I mean, exhaustion, immune exhaustion on every level. But maybe it continues on from there. Or is this a microbiome story where you're interchanging all the bacteria and so everybody's microbiome changes because you have a new life form with mom and dad? A lot of questions I have about this.
I think it's interesting that it actually affects. See, most people wouldn't even consider something like this. Mm-hmm. You know, well, you know, you have kids and that it's going to change your immune system. And there's so much research that has come out just, I would say, in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, where you're seeing how things you're, whether we're talking about your immune system, we're talking about your, you know, your gut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many things that are coming to light now in medical research where it's showing how things are connected to each other in ways that people have no idea.
Yeah. This quote is interesting by Dr. Adrian Liston, who is part of the study. Since parenting is one of the most severe environmental challenges anyone willingly puts themselves through, it makes sense that it radically rewires the immune system. Still, it was a surprise that having kids was a much more potent immune challenge than severe gastroenteritis. Right? So, what would you rather have, kids or gastroenteritis? I guess some people will answer that gastroenteritis, but maybe the kids give you gastroenteritis.
Well, this really does. It kind of puts a negative kind of a spin on it because they're talking about having kids. You're dealing with sleep deprivation,
yep,
stress,
check that out. Mm-hmm.
Chronic infections, and all those kinds of things. But honestly, I mean, look, being a parent, mm-hmm. my five are all grown up.
Yes.
You're still going
I'm
through
the throes
here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good thing. I mean, I don't see the downside.
No, I think it's, yeah, you want the species to continue. You got to find a way to have kids.
Well, it makes you tough.
Yeah, it does.
It's a learning experience. It's a learning experience for the parents as much as it is for the kids.
Well, we want you to drink clean, pure water, and I would urge you to go look at robertswater.com, download the free ebook, and get some level of filtration in your system there. The Doc of Detox has some cool stuff. He even has the Echo Water System on his website as well. And I got the shower head that he sent me in. It's really amazing what it does to the water. So check it out. We're going to talk water with the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, the launch of EPAWatch.org. What is it? What is this citizen science? What is this new initiative? We can't trust the EPA, so what do? Beg for more rules, or do we take it into our own hands?
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Another exciting announcement. I've been talking about it today, and I couldn't wait to get him on. But we got him now. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Citizen Science is making a comeback. If it ever existed, we're going to find out. EPAWatch.org is the new link I want you all to plug into. It's linked up in the show notes. Mike Adams, big announcement today.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thank you, Robert. It's great to join you. We are announcing a nonprofit initiative to test the water for lead in over 100 cities across America. We're taking over the EPA's job that it has abandoned. It's failed the people. It's caused children in Flint, Michigan to be poisoned with lead. It has actually caused irreparable permanent harm to children who are of lower economic status. Once again, demonstrating the elitism and the cruelness of bad government. So we have a new laboratory. We've just expanded it, massive expansion. We posted pictures now on naturalnews.com. And we have announced on epawatch.org a nationwide initiative asking people to send us water samples from all across the country. We're crowdsourcing the samples. And we're going to be testing them in the lab and publishing the results publicly. And we're doing this, Robert, without a single dollar from the taxpayer.
Wait a second. You know, you've got to send a bill somewhere. Come on. That's ridiculous. that's competition, unfair competition to the EPA.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, think about it. We send our taxpayers to Washington, and then they use that money to lie to us and deceive us and poison our children. So I say, screw that that system. Let's let citizens take back the science. We call it the democratization of science. Let citizen scientists do this in the public interest and do it without taking money from taxpayers. So everybody wins. It's a great system.
Mike, I just don't see that the EPA would have anticipated a citizen scientific initiative like this. Is there any indication that they are caught off guard responding? Are they ignoring this at this point? I know it's all new as far as this announcement, but I'm curious because, you know, as more people realize how much the EPA actually did know in terms of what happened in Flint, much less what happened in Colorado and elsewhere, this something had to change here.
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't have a response from the EPA yet, but you can imagine what it's going to be. Well, these people don't have the authority to test the water. Well, sure we do. We're the ones drinking it.
Yeah.
we have every authority. We, the people, have the authority over you, the EPA, over you, the government. We, the people, our job is to keep the government in check. We are the watchdogs over government. After all, it's our money that's paying their salaries, and they're just using our money to poison our children.
Yeah, but you know, they didn't mean it when they said the citizens were watchdogs, right? We were just joking. We didn't anticipate anybody would actually do it.
Yeah, right. I'm sure they didn't. But we are doing it. And what's astonishing, you know, this lab, it took us $1.5 million to build this. And if you look at the photos, you can probably see why. It took me months and months of training and analytical instrumentation, skill building, and studying organic chemistry and so on. This is not an easy thing. Not a lot of people would want to do this, especially when there's no money in this initiative. I mean, there's no profit in this, right? We're not making anything. People send us the water samples. We test them. That costs us money. We publish the results. That costs us money. But we're doing it all for the right reasons. Because we, the people, have to take this country back from the corrupt bureaucrats and the politicians and the regulators who are destroying it. You know, like, look at what's happening in politics with people like Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, outsiders. Even like Bernie Sanders is something of a Wall Street outsider, right? But there's just this theme of all these outsiders taking over now. Well, we're going to do the same thing with science and water. So it's a good day.
It sounds, you know, a little bit about like Buckminster Fuller, the idea of making the existing paradigm obsolete. You know, we're not fighting the EPA. We're just going to go, you know what, you're not doing your job, we'll do it.
That's a great point, Robert. You nailed it. Yeah, we're not fighting the EPA. We're not going to look at their lab results and question their lab results. We're just making them irrelevant.
I love this. This is like we're taking the power from them without attacking them at all. I mean, there's no attack here. This is just, no, you know what? We don't need you.
Well, exactly. And you know what else is cool about this? You know how the word truther is used in a derogatory manner by the mainstream media? Oh, if you're a truther,
yes,
you're a horrible person. Well, let me tell you this. I am a science truther because all of my scientific instrumentation tells the truth. And I'm using science in the search for truth. And that's what science is supposed to be about, actually, the search for truth.
Yeah. Well,
so
I mean,
I'm a science truther.
Well, as you say, your instruments will reveal certain facts, but they'll reveal a truth about, you know, what you say. Okay, is there lead there? Is there not lead there? What is the level of lead there? You know, these were the innovations you were making a couple of years back when we were announcing right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well, the things you were finding out in dietary supplements and food and protein powders, lead, other metal contaminants. And it's a natural, I guess, extension to go, listen, the watchdogs in the private industry weren't doing their job. What about the government now? And I just think it's a beautiful evolution here.
It is. And this is a societal response to the EPA because all of these water samples that we're going to be testing are crowdsourced. In other words, we are inviting licensed holistic healers, chiropractors, naturopaths, massage therapists, Chinese medicine doctors, holistic dentists, and so on. they are the ones who can send us samples. We have to do that for traceability and safety also. So it can't just be anybody from the public sending us a sample. We actually have a custody form that they send us a sample using that form. So, but it's crowdsourced, meaning that it's the people of America who are standing up and saying, let's do some real science on this. Let's have the health ranger test our water instead of the EPA. We know the EPA is lying to us. Everybody knows that now. We know that the government of Michigan was lying to us. So let's give the health ranger a shot at this. He's not going to lie to us. He's going to tell us what is actually in the water.
Yeah, and you've done so in terms of what we've seen already in reporting on dietary supplement industry, which would be considered, you know, much of what we've been involved with for many years, and now taking it out into all that larger scheme as evidenced by the need. I mean, look at the emergency still in Flint. Now, there's another aspect to the remediation, and we don't have to discuss that today. We talked a little bit about it before, but I want to remind everybody that, you know, this is almost unprecedented. I mean, this is the concept, I think, of what made America great, this innovation. We didn't look to government to solve our problems. In fact, we recognize that they often are the source of our problems. But rather than complain about it, rather than yell and scream about it, rather than trying to vote the bureaucratic oligarchy out, which you cannot, let's just do it ourselves and then report on that so people have the ability to make fully informed decisions about, you know, what they're going to interact with in their environment.
Well, right. Yeah, that's exactly it. We can no longer trust the central authority of science. You know, we're really living under a scientific dictatorship, if you think about it, when it comes to medicine or vaccines and the CDC or, you know, the EPA with water. All of these things, they are run by really a science cartel funded by big government that is just repeatedly and irreversibly incompetent on these issues. They abandon their duties. They don't represent the interests of the people. That's the key thing. Only citizen science can really represent the interests of the people. You know, corporate science is all about selling you more pesticides and herbicides, right? Universities are influenced and corrupted by those corporations. Governments are also corrupted by those corporations. The FDA works for Big Pharma. The CDC works for the vaccine companies and so on. So who's left? Citizens.
Yeah.
We're the only ones left.
Yeah, this is an extraordinary leap forward in a very necessary. We almost say, what took us so long? Except, of course, you're looking to do it in a way that doesn't require taxpayer funds, and I don't believe you're even asking for donations other than water, which you're, you know, trying to source and keep the chain of what do they call it, custody, so you can actually have accurate testing, which again is unprecedented. And we've seen a lot of nonprofits go out there and do this and request support from the public. I just think you're doing it so differently. It's sustainable in a way unlike anything else I've ever heard.
Well, if you think about it, this is the libertarian approach to public safety. You know, this is let's have a citizen conduct the science without the influence and corruption of the corporations and the governments. So, you know, this is a very libertarian type of approach that, again, makes the EPA's water testing irrelevant. You know, Congress should cut their budget. You know, Congress next year, man, Congress should get up there and say the EPA minus $100 million because, you know, health ranger is doing this instead, so
yes,
you can save that $100 million now. You know, move on to the next thing.
Well, we'll see. You know, if the Republicans maintain control of the House and Senate and take the presidency, not that I'm holding my breath because we've seen the corruption on both parties, but it's an interesting concept to say now we have proof of a concept here of citizen science really activating and taking charge, that it is not necessary to have a large government bureaucratic oligarchy with billion-dollar budgets to do things that we now can do.
That's exactly right. Right. I mean, we can do it so efficiently. We're self-funding this. Now, we are asking for donations for people who want to volunteer those at consumerwellness.org. That's our nonprofit. Your donations are tax deductible. You can make a donation there if you want. But we don't need donations to do this project. The donations would go to the next expansion.
Okay.
And there are other things that we're going to test in the water. It's going to cost a lot more money to do that. This does cost us a lot of money, but we have been fortunate enough. We've been blessed by our customers at the Natural News Store who have been purchasing our products and supporting us financially, and now we're paying that back to the citizens of America by saying we're going to take those profits and we're going to put them into an effort to help your safety,
yes,
to test your water.
Well, and that is a sustainable method that I don't know has been shown or tried before on a scale like this. Again, as you said, there are other projects coming that it's not that you wouldn't accept support, but the reality is what you've done by having good things available to people that want them, no coercion, no deception, you want to buy, there's some good stuff here, and it sustained, or let's say supplied, the necessary energy, if I talk in those terms, to do this lab, to now test these things in a way to out-create a government that has created, let's say, citizenry that are ignorant of these heavy metal facts in their water.
Yeah, yeah, and you're exactly right. And we are bypassing all of the waste that's out there. Let me tell you this. These government agencies, like the EPA, they buy millions of dollars of scientific instrumentation every year. A lot of that instrumentation is just sitting there unused in boxes, unopened, never installed. They buy it because if they don't spend the money, they lose their budgets for the next year. I know people in this industry, not going to name names, obviously, but people mm-hmm. who have told me their stories. That when they're in these government offices,
sure.
they see millions of dollars worth of instruments just sitting around wasted. We don't have that kind of waste. We use, you know, because we're privately funded, so we use our money wisely, and we're very, very efficient.
Yes.
And, you know, this is what citizens are good at doing, and government is bad yeah. at doing. Not only does government coerce you, put a gun to your head, and take your money, they then waste it.
Absolutely waste it. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back with the Health Ranger to wrap it up. The Kung Fu is getting even better for the people. This is very exciting. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics signal blocking anti-radiation, anti-surveillance Faraday bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We've got the links up to EPAWatch.org. Of course, the Natural News article also links the video, the opening video. It's about 10 minutes where you narrate, and you can see the equipment that you're using there. Mike Adams, the health ranger, with us now. And you're ready to get your water tested, how to do it. As you said, it's not just anybody. You don't just willy-nilly send water to Mike Adams and the lab, but there's a way to go about it. And on EPAWatch.org, it's listed. Is that correct?
That's right. There is a downloadable PDF form with instructions, and you got to fill out the form, and you just send us a water vial. We tell you even where to get. You can go on Amazon.com and buy these vials inexpensively. 50 milliliters is what we ask for, and we give you the address to send it to. So it's all right there at EPAWatch.org.
Beautiful. Now, this is as you tend to have a long view, which not everybody does, where you say, all right, this is one stage of a multi-stage process of doing things that are going to be actually helpful to so many in a wholly unique way, but also legitimized, validated, etc. You know, if they're going to try to attack you on this and say, well, you're not the EPA, you're not official, you're not government, for me, that's a badge of honor. I'm going to say, no, it's more reliable, but there's a swath of people out there that still believe the lies from the mainstream media. How do you counter that, or do you have plans in place? Because you know they're going to be slinging mud.
Oh, well, it's no problem. You see, the wonderful thing about citizen science is that it's reproducible anywhere. So when people send me samples from a city, let's say Philadelphia, and let's say that Philadelphia ends up with, I don't know, 5 parts per million of lead in the water supply, and we get that consistently. Well, we put the news out there. We spread the alarm. Guess what? Any university around there can get the water and get the same results. So I don't think they can engage in such a massive cover-up that all of these universities would conspire to fudge their numbers. So
yeah.
Once this is out, it's out. They can't cover it up. They can't deny it. Besides, everybody in America knows the EPA has already been lying to them. You know, the EPA has no credibility anymore. So my lab has more credibility than the EPA from day one. Think about it. You know, nobody trusts the EPA. Nobody trusts the federal government anymore on almost anything. Nobody trusts the FDA on drug safety.
Yeah.
They have no trust.
No, they haven't earned it. They've lost it if they ever had it. I can't wait to talk to our good buddy Jonathan Emord on our Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour to talk, because he's been doing battle with the bureaucratic oligarchy for years and years and years, and you've opened up another front that's not a battlefront, but it literally is a diminishment of their power, not because you're saying anything, but because you're simply directing the scientific endeavor that they were entrusted to do that they're not doing in a different way to reveal it to the folks that are ready to hear it and then act on it appropriately on a more local level.
Well, that's right. That's right. This puts citizens in charge again, which is the way a country should be run if it's a free country. We are going to hold the EPA accountable for their lies by exposing the truth. And believe me, this could lead to congressional investigations of the EPA and their cover-ups and their lies, especially if we get somebody else in the White House next year, you know, somebody that isn't just a criminal.
Yeah.
So we don't have to go into all those details here at the moment, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
So we are ready to serve America, to serve the people. If the governor of Texas called me today, you know, Governor Abbott, awesome mm-hmm. guy, if he called me and said, Mike, we need you to clean up the water supply in Texas, are you up to the job? I'd say, yes, sir. Tell mm-hmm. me where to go. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm here to serve the people of America and to expose the failures of big government.
You know, I have a feeling that you're going to have scientists knocking on your door saying, you know, Mike, we need to do this because I'm so disgusted with what I'm doing at the university level or wherever the corruption of science is happening through government grants and funds, that you might have somewhat of a renaissance of science in this way, the real stuff.
Well, this is you've hit upon a very interesting trend. As the scientific instrumentation becomes more and more affordable, there will be more people that do what I'm doing. Now, there's still a huge hurdle. It costs a lot of money. It takes a lot of expertise. So it's not easy to get into. But things are happening and changing. The instrumentation is becoming easier to use over time, more sensitive, and more affordable over time. So I hope that I'm one of many who enter this realm of citizen science.
Yeah, you're not looking for a monopoly on this at all. I'm sure you've got enough to do, my friend.
No, we need an army of citizen scientists, if you think about it. We need... You know, 1,000 labs across America that are independently running and doing this work.
Beautiful. Well, you're an inspiration, my friend. I appreciate you so much. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, with the big announcement, EPAWatch.org. You want to plug into it. All the links are up, and the alerts are on. The power to not only heal, but to test water and clean it up is yours. We'll be revealing more about that as the days, weeks, and months come up. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you, Robert.
Remember, folks, the power to heal is definitely still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.